The sound of despair. As a young boy tries to swim towards Europe's shores, staying afloat in the Mediterranean Sea with the help of plastic bottles. His plight is just one of 84.2 million people in the world who've been forcibly displaced from their homes, a record high, based on bleak new numbers published by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. That's more than 1% of the global population.
The total figure for the displaced, that's internally displaced and refugees, is the equivalent of the population of Germany.
UNHCR spokesperson Matthew Saltmarsh says that figure has been growing for 9 years in a row. War, violence, persecution, as well as the impact of climate change are driving people out of their homes.
But of course, it's not just about the numbers, it's about people's lives. A large number of these refugees are in fact children, and their life prospects, as things stand, are pretty dire.
Made worse by the global pandemic. The report found that at the height of the pandemic in 2020, more than 160 countries closed their borders, while 99 countries made no exception for people seeking international protection. As the world closes in on another year of more people searching for a peaceful place to live, the UN warns that scenes like this boy bouncing in the waves all alone will occur again and again, and some might never find a safe harbor. Tessa Cecilia, CBC News, London.